Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Charles Schulz, the creator of the comic strip Peanuts, had a grasp of human nature that was most unique. Who can identify with a series of cartoons where Lucy is trying to console Charlie Brown? She says, "Remember, Charlie Brown, you learn more from your defeats than you do from your victories." And Charlie Brown says, "That makes me the smartest man in the world." Strange, isn't it, how some do learn from mistakes, and others never seem to really grasp the lesson of their failures. Some find themselves on the floor, knocked down by circumstances over which they had no control. They crawl into a corner and whimper, complaining about the way they have become victims, how unfair life is, how they would have succeeded if only something had not happened. Others get knocked down, and while they're down, they learn how to rise to new heights, something which never would have happened if they had not suffered the blows of misfortune. Take, for example, William Levine. His store was robbed 4 times in 1 month. Angry about the abuse, he bought a bulletproof vest for protection. Soon other merchants began asking, "Hey, where'd you get that? I want one too." Levine sensed that there was a greater demand for personal protection than for hamburger and pork chops. So he gave up his butcher shop and began a body armor business, which was far more successful than his butcher shop ever was. Here's the question. How do you bring order out of chaos? How do you bring order out of confusion and spiritual gain out of defeat? Simply put, why do some learn from their lessons and others never gain from failure and they repeat the failure time after time? Those who learn from failure have several things in common, so I have observed. Quality number one, they accept the responsibility for their failure. Excuses are not part of their vocabulary. Instead of blaming others, coming up with fabricated excuses, they say, "Okay, it was my fault." Quality two, they analyze the cause of failure and strive to correct it. Henry Ford put no reverse gear in his first automobile. When others began to surpass his engineering, he changed things and quickly. Quality three, they have an unflagging spirit of determination to succeed. Thomas Alva Edison tried over 10,000 experiments, hoping to produce what we now know as a light bulb. A friend said, "Why don't you quit? You've tried over 10,000 times and failed." He retorted that he had found 10,000 ways it wouldn't work, and he would find just one way that it would work. He did, too. The incandescent globe. Quality four. They learn dependence upon God for what they lack. None could better illustrate this truth than Chuck Colson, once a confidant to a U.S. president who became a convicted felon. He later wrote, "The real legacy of my life was my biggest failure, that I was an ex-convict. My greatest humiliation, being sent to prison, was the beginning of God's greatest use of my life. He chose the one experience in which I could not glory for His glory." Want to turn your greatest failure into a triumph? Read the fine print about the failures of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, along with David and Samson in the Old Testament, about Peter, Ananias, and Sapphira, and a host of others. God will use the man who acknowledges that his failure is God's opportunity for grace.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.